Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Let's say hi to Bruce in Canada, east of the Rockies. Hey, Bruce.
Good to get on to Coast finally. I'm glad you're a host tonight, and I'm in the western part of Canada here. And earlier on in the week, George was talking about possibly, I'm not going to really say it, but maybe a conspiracy theory with the coronavirus in China. And I'm going to tell you, I live in a university town, and a lot of these expat Chinese students are mailing back to China and Hong Kong boxes and boxes of masks. This has been going on for a month and a half. They're grabbing product off the shelf. There's stuff that's being running out of hardware stores and other business stores. ND95 masks, heavy-duty masks, and these kids are sending them home. These people are panicking out there, and I only think we're getting part of the story about what's going on.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, anytime you have an authoritarian regime in the affected area, you're not going to get 1% of the true story. They're going to play their cards pretty close to their vest. I mean, even if this were happening in the West, obviously, the authorities would be, in order not to, create panic, you're not going to get the full story. But in China, my word, no, we have no idea, I believe, what's going on over there.
I even think that if there is an issue, I mean, you have the Wuhan Institute of Technologies there, which is a biological and chemical center where all of this is going on. If something's happened out there, I mean, eventually it's going to get out what's going on to those people. But you can see it here with the people that are here. And I'm talking about maybe the 1%ers that are coming to our universities that are beginning to see some of the stuff that's happening at home. And for us, you know, we were just talking about the topic about being prepared in our community and everything else. They were definitely not prepared for any of this stuff out there because of the authoritarian and totalitarian regime. But for us out here, we're just kind of waking up to this fact that it can happen because we're a global community now.
Yes. I have seen some pretty disturbing videos. You probably have seen them too on YouTube. In one incident, there were authorities they appeared to be welding the doors and windows shut on an apartment complex. I guess and this was in the Wuhan region, as part of their forced quarantine. I mean, they are obviously that they are taking it very seriously in China.
Well, you have university professors from Harvard that are being charged with the collusion, you know, of China, Chinese, you know, I guess what do they call it, 1,000 hands or whatever they're doing, or to infiltrate technology and everything like that. And I think something got out of hand, and they're trying to contain it. I mean, even when they set up that 1,100-bed hospital in a record number of days, or they sequenced the virus in 9 days, they probably knew what was going on in November.
Hard to say. Hard to say. However, I always fall back on this. Regular, everyday, garden variety influenza, and I use that term, I guess, advisedly, because, you know, obviously it can be very serious, particularly with people with underlying conditions. But I believe it was, we had a particularly bad influenza season in 2017-2018, the winter of 2017-2018. 80,000 Americans died from the flu, just from the regular influenza. 80,000. So what are we talking about now here with the coronavirus? Is it around 1,500 deaths,
maybe,
mainly in China? So part of me, you know, yes, we need to be vigilant. We need to be concerned. We need to keep our eye on these things. But on the other hand, you know, I know that a lot of authorities, a lot of certain groups and invested interest groups, they love to engage in a lot of hyperbole when these things happen.
Oh, yeah.
And take advantage and create panic. We have to be careful that we've seen this before, right? We saw it with SARS. We saw it with there was the avian flu. There was what was the Middle East one? MERS.
Yeah, that's right.
Ebola. Every time something like this happens, we get this apocalyptic worldview that, you know, this is going to be greater than the Spanish flu of 1918 and so forth. And it never happens.
No,
yes, we need to be vigilant, but we also have to be very suspicious of those people that are pushing those particular agendas.
That's true. You know, I think, like, for us here, for what they've done in Canada, and especially for the United States, you know, the United States was one of the first to shut down the borders for travel and everything else. It's the little things. If you do the little things right, you know, whatever's out there won't be something as major as we think.
Notice how quickly Russia was able to close its border with China.
Yes, yes.
It was pretty amazing the way they did that.
Authoritarian regime, maybe. You never know.
Yes, that helps, doesn't it? Indeed, it does. Bruce, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Richard. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.